Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Schoeb and the Bulldog.
Wade Boggs is a Hall of Fame third baseman.
Yeah, it's Wade Boggs' drinking record, okay? The man's a legend. He drank 50 beers on a cross-country flight and then absolutely destroyed the Seattle Mariners the next day, okay? That's why we're doing this, to honor his memory, okay? May he rest in peace.
First off, Wade Boggs is very much alive.
It's Mike Schoeb.
Secondly, the number of beers is actually highly disputed. Some say 50, some teammates said 60, some said as many as 70 beers.
Which, to be honest, is an absolutely insane amount of beer. Nobody can drink that much.
Not with an attitude like that.
And the Bulldog.
How many beers are we allowed to order at once?
I'm not sure. No one has ever asked that before.
Okay, great. So there's no rule on that. Why don't you give me 6 then, please?
But how about you make it an even dozen?
On WGR.
The man is a legend. That's why we're doing this, all right? To honor his memory. Rest in peace, Wade.
Wade Boggs is alive.
Huh?
He lives in Tampa, Florida. He's in his early 50s.
Sports Radio 550.
Brayton, are you a baseball guy at all?
Yeah, I love baseball.
You like everything?
Yeah. I don't have a favorite team. I just like to watch and enjoy it.
Hmm. But you don't go back to Boggs, right?
I remember him in his later days.
Tampa?
Like very, very late days. Yeah, Tampa. Maybe like his last season is like the earliest that I can recall.
Didn't he get his 3,000th hit playing for Tampa?
Yeah, and I think it was a home run.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I didn't know that. Yeah, you know, Boggs is one of... I didn't care for him as a kid, like watching him or... really, I didn't know anything. Like... I don't want this to sound judgy, because this is like most people I know are the other way, but when I was younger, I cared about some teams over other teams, right? So I was never a Boston fan or a Yankees fan, and that's Boggs. So that's why I didn't like him. I didn't like anybody on those teams, because that's how I looked at sports. Pretty, you know, basic concept. Nothing wrong with it. But man, when I think about like baseball players, Boggs is one of my favorite guys to think about. It's always Peter Gammons saying, and they said the same things about Ichiro, talking about how if Boggs wanted to, he could hit for power. Like he just didn't, that wasn't his game, right? Now everybody hits for power, so he would have had to, but maybe he would have been good at it. That's the point. But how like in batting practice for fun, he would hit home runs and then... in the games, he would slap his single to left or whatever he would do. But I mean, a great hitter. One of the greatest hitters since I've been alive is Boggs. So just, you know, taking the opportunity, you're playing a clip, they mentioned Boggs. I'm just gonna, you know, just take the car for a drive here for a second.
Why
that's
not?
All. Why not?
I think I also have a Wade Boggs card sitting somewhere at my parents' house.
A Boggs card.
Yeah, like...
Were you into cards?
Yeah, earlier on, and then probably my teenage years, I stopped getting new cards and stopped collecting like that, but I have a good collection at home, an older collection at home, too.
You know, how older? How much older? Did you guys listening happen to feel my head just jerk to the left when he said that about how he has an older collection?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of guys from like the late 70s, early 80s that I have.
So you might find Boggs there. His rookie card will be 83.
Yeah. I have definitely one of him from his days with the Rays. It's just like just a picture of him grizzled and, you know, hitting
much
a baseball.
Later.
Yes.
Much later. Yeah, you know, one thing, like I don't do the card show anymore and I haven't really collected at all since that I stopped with the hobby, but One thing I like to sort of give advice about when it came to collecting is, so like somebody would want, maybe right now somebody's listening that's thinking like, you know, whether it's for the holidays or for themselves, what if I wanted to do something memorabilia related or card related, what, how do I decide? Like it's probably the kind of thing, like a lot of things are like this. It can feel overwhelming, right? You go online to try to do research, it can feel overwhelming. Like there's so many different products, and you know, nowadays it's refractors and it's just 50 different variations of everything. It's kind of madness. But what you could do, and I always like the simplicity of this, you pick a player that you loved and buy his rookie card, and that's it. And how much money you spend on it depends on how much money you want to spend, really. Like, you can't get a Mickey Mantle rookie card for less than a lot of money. But most guys, like Boggs, you could spend $10 or less. And there you go. And if you wanted to spend more, you could figure out how to do that, too, based on the grade of the card and that kind of thing. But the simplicity of that. And when I'm just remembering now, I sort of thought of this as sort of an easy little advice point. I collected as a kid, then into like early 20s, and then stopped, no money, and then got back into it after I started working here, like say 2004 or 5. And that is exactly how I did it. That's exactly how I got back into it. I remember going to Bases Loaded and thinking, I'm going to pick a player that I admire and I'm going to buy their rookie card. And I remember thinking that, like, this is how I did it. And it ended up turning into like an obsession, and I'm not necessarily recommending that, but this is how I did it. And so I went in there and talked to those guys, and I wanted a Bob Gibson card. And I don't know if they had a Bob Gibson rookie card that day. I ended up buying a different Gibson card, but still, like, the game was on. It was a whatever year, his rookie is 59 and it's pink. It was a whatever year Gibson card, and I was back. And then I was building a set, and then I was collecting Hall of Famers, and then I was just going broke, but it was really fun. So there, Boggs or anyone else, Bob Gibson. Autographs are a different animal. Autographs can be, you know, risky, and just, they're just a different animal. With autographs, I want to have the story of like meeting the person. If I'm ever going to get an autograph, I mean, I have stuff, but it's just the card is the sort of a more, it's more nostalgic for me. You know, there can be a lot to learn about on a card. There's a lot to see in the picture sometimes, just like the details. I love that kind of thing on the back, whether it's stats or it's birth date or just all kinds of things. There's a lot to see in that little thing. So I'm sort of feeling it right now, aren't I? You can tell. Okay, Bulldog is not with me today. Go until 7. And the World Series tonight, speaking of baseball, Game 6, if you're up for that, WGR will have the game, Dodgers-Rays.
Wade Boggs is not playing, by the way, tonight.
Boggs is not dead, but not playing. That's right. That little room, that little space in between. All right, here is Steve on WGR. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Fine, thanks.
I just wanted to run a quick trade idea by you and see what your thoughts are.
Okay.
I have DK Metcalf, Stephon Diggs, and David Johnson, and I'm considering trading them for Christian McCaffrey, Terry McLaurin, and DJ Chark.
What's your record?
I am in first place. I am 5-2.
Well, the first thought I have is getting McCaffrey seems like a great idea, right? What you want to do, if you can afford it, is buying the best guys, and maybe the other guy has a poor record and can't wait any longer. Although he is maybe going to play this week, so it might be time right now. Let's see. Love McLaurin. I mean, great player. I don't know if he's got the right... He's produced. I don't want to couch it. You want him on a different team, maybe, but it's going all right. Chark is a mystery. Chark is getting targets, but it's not working there. I loved this idea, DJ Chark, before the season. It's not working, but I don't think it's dead. Metcalf is awesome. Diggs, David Johnson. You got to make that deal.
Yeah, you think it's a definite go?
Well, you're getting the best player. Metcalf is second. McLaurin. Yeah, I would do that. You're trading for the McCaffrey side, right?
Correct. And my thought is, you know, you always want to be on the side that ends up with the best player.
Yeah, I think that I think it ends up being a little bit easy. So Metcalf is great, but I would do it.
Wonderful. Appreciate your opinion.
All right. Good luck. Thanks, Steve. You know, here's the thing about trades. And this is really a better point for before the season, but now you're in a fantasy league, like now's the time, you got to hit the pedal, and maybe somebody else in your league is losing, and like you can really make something work there. Like it's a good trade moment in the course of a fantasy season. Know who you're dealing with, right? What are you ultimately trying to do? Baseball cards, fantasy trades, buying a couch. You're trying to come to an agreement. And there are a lot of ways in trading that you can blow it or that someone can blow it by just not knowing who the person is. Like there are people I play fantasy football with. I'm in so many leagues and it means a lot of people that I don't know. And there are, because of my career and stuff, like there are people that think they know me, but we don't really know each other personally. And I don't know, like they might have an opinion of me or something one way or the other. But the point is that there are people in all these leagues or most of these leagues that I've never met. And so let's say I am trying to figure out a trade with somebody that I've never met. I want to sort of introduce myself to them first. I want to sort of say, you know, hey, maybe I'm Mike, or maybe like just something sort of like small talky. And have a conversation as opposed to like send an offer. You could do that and it might be fine too. But I like to have a little bit of a sort of a ice breaking kind of thing first. And then there are people, and this sort of bugs me. There are people who want to tell you why you should do it. They make you the offer and they tell you why you should do it. And that can be okay as long as they're right in how they describe it. But if they're not, and I feel like there is a correlation between people that put in the description of why you should make this trade with them and being wrong. It seems to happen a lot when, I don't know, 7 out of 10 times or something, that you get the offer and it comes with the two sentences. Well, this player is coming back, and this player is good, and whatever, and you just know different. You know that that's not quite right. That is, like, offensive. Don't tell me, I follow the league, right? Maybe we don't listen to the WGR and have no idea who I am or anything like that. Fine, that's most people. Most people don't know me from this. It's most people. But especially if you do, don't tell me the league. I follow the league. Don't tell me that. I mean, I am thinking, I can't lie, I am thinking of a certain trade offer that I got recently that was like, no, you're telling me why I should take this player, but you are completely misrepresenting the player. No, he is not the number one receiver on his team. Don't lie. You are not getting closer with me by lying to me about the players you're trying to trade to me. All right? Give me some credit here. Always give the other person some credit. And the way that you... I almost swore right there. That has never happened. I almost did. The way that you mess that up... Because I got something here that I'm into. The way that you mess that up is by misrepresenting players in trades. Hey, you know. Now, that's not the same thing as... I'm making a trade offer to you because I'm 5-2 and you're 2-5. And I'm going to either win this trade or I'm not going to make it. It is not the preseason. It is not week 1. Things change. And in week 8, if you are in a position of power, then you don't have to do anything. But if you can get better, then you should. Right? And I remember last year I had one of these. And it's someone that I know very well. And I made a trade offer. I was good. and this person's team was down and really wasn't going to make it. Like, they were going to, what I say it all the time, you don't have to do this, but you've got to do something. So I know this person well enough to talk to them. Okay, it's family. I know this person well enough to talk to them like this and say, look, you don't have to do this, but you got to do something. You're not going to make it. Season's going to run out on you. So what are you going to do? But they didn't like the sort of the feeling of that. Well, I'm not helping you. It was like that. I'm not going to help you by this trade. Like, no, I'll just lose. Like, okay, well, that's what happened. I mean, whatever. All this stuff, pretty much anything goes. Personalities get twisted, or people can get offended about certain things, but really, it really should just be, you should keep thinking of it for what it is, which is, it's just a fantasy football trade offer. It's nothing, you know, necessarily personal or anything serious. But there are times when, like, a trade that, you know, like this happens. This is the same thing. I'll make this trade with you. My record is good. Yours isn't. I'll make this trade with you. And you might hear back, oh my gosh, I drafted so-and-so in the first round. So what? It doesn't matter. You're 2-5. I don't care when you drafted Aaron Jones or whoever. I mean, who would it be? He wasn't a first-round pick this year, usually. Whoever. I don't care when you drafted Alvin Kamara. Your record stinks, and you have three guys on bye week and two others on IR. So here, I'll give you three or four guys you can start, and I get Alvin Kamara. What do you say? You know, they probably should say no or whatever, come up with something different, but they shouldn't be offended. You always want to know who you're dealing with. Never tell the other person about why it's a good deal for them unless you know them really well. And if you're going to do it, definitely do not distort the facts, because that does not help. That is just not a good idea. Oh, well, this guy's actually did you see him 2 games ago? Come on. Yes, I did. I follow the NFL. I know all about it. Want to know what else happened? The next game and the three before that. Come on. Have a little respect. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Matthew Collar talking NFL after this on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.